inching closer to Florida. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A hurricane warning in effect for Tampa Bay, Florida, in advance of Hurricane Ian, which is now on a path to impact the western part of Cuba as a major hurricane. A state of emergency in effect for about two dozen Florida counties, but at least one not expected to get a direct hit is preparing just in case.
Duval County, where Jacksonville is actually on Florida's Atlantic coast, but the forecast track has Ian traveling over it. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says the impact will still be significant.
Excessive rainfall, moderate winds, and tornadoes likely beginning late Wednesday.
Residents are urged to secure homes and replenish supplies. There will be school Tuesday, but Diana Green of Duval County Schools says noon Tuesday a decision will be made
as to what we will do for the remainder of the week.
Mayor Curry says any changes in Ian's track or intensity will influence how the city reacts. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Tampa Airport will suspend operations starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow. The test was successful. A NASA spacecraft rammed an asteroid as a dress rehearsal for the day an asteroid could head toward Earth.
It's been a work of over 1,000 people that have put their heart and soul into it. So to see it so beautifully concluded today was just an incredible feeling. Right.
Systems engineer Dr. Elena Adams, who says the project took about 7 years to complete. The impact was obvious, though NASA says it could be days or even weeks to determine how much the path of the asteroid was changed. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says a man climbed five stories up a fire escape to get into a police facility this afternoon while officers were conducting a training exercise, grabbing at least two guns before he was shot and wounded by police. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Chicago police say a little boy who was pushed off Navy Pier by his aunt last week has died.
3-year-old Josiah Brown of Des Plaines died of his injuries on Sunday after police say he was pushed into Lake Michigan by his aunt last week. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Victoria Moreno pushed the boy into the water and then watched him drown. Witness Ashton King called 911.
He just was looking straight up at the sky, just terrified.
Moreno also claimed she didn't know the boy when first questioned by police. She remains jailed and now faces murder charges. We're told that she has a history of mental illness and has also taken her nieces without permission before. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
California's governor rejects a mandatory kindergarten law.
Young children in the Golden State can wait until first grade to learn the golden rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. Governor Gavin Newsom gives a thumbs down to a proposed law that would have forced children to go to kindergarten, and that included homeschooling, public or private. Kindergarten teacher Carla Randazzo says youngsters learn how to take care of class materials and how to be kind to their peers in kindergarten. The decision Sunday night means California is not joining 20 other states with mandatory kindergarten. Newsom blames the cost of providing the service, about $268 million annually, which he said was not accounted for in the California budget. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The city of Krakow, Poland, has canceled gigs by Pink Floyd co-founder Roger Waters over his stance towards Russia in its war on Ukraine. A city councilman says the city owns the arena where two of Waters' concerts had been scheduled, but said the city would not tolerate them being used for an artist spreading ideas objectionable to most people in Poland. Roger Waters has blamed both NATO and Ukraine for the war and criticized the West for supplying Ukraine with weapons, blaming Washington in particular. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.